See how central this theme is to God's prophetic word? Here's what John Calvin says. Unless we think, by the way, we're talking about the Nebuchadnezzars, and we're going to talk about the Hamans later on, and the Manasses and the Zedekiahs, and we're going to talk about a lot of different characters. Oh, that's for Barack Obama's. That's for, you know, Cyrus's. Notice that this particular pronouncement, and there are plenty of pronouncements made to kings in authority. Let me read it to you again. Listen to what he says. For the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon that of everyone that is proud and lofty. He doesn't say just the kings who are proud and lofty. You can be a pauper and have a proud heart. You can have very little means and wherewithal and have a proud heart. You don't have to have $1 million in the bank. So this is, and here's what Calvin says. He actually elaborates on what I just stated. He said, it is not against the princes alone, whose high rank raised them far above other men, this invective is launched.